This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. One of the things that seems like there may be some confusion or perhaps a little bit of misinformation at the very least on is how to take care of your pets related to COVID-19 coronavirus and whether or not your pet can actually get it. It seems there's been reports one way or the other on both matters. So I thought we would take some time tonight to talk about all that with Dr. Greg Weech, who operates Galesburg Animal Hospital here in Galesburg. Dr. Weech, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
How's business so far? I imagine it's been probably as much as for any of us that are still open, probably a pretty crazy time for you, hasn't it?
It's a little bit different. We are doing the curbside service only right now, but we're still quite busy, and the clients have been very appreciative of the they've worked with us really well, and
sure.
And of course they have to wait in their cars for us to get their pets and take them in and examine them and then recommend whatever they need and talk to the owners sometimes on the phone, or sometimes we'll go out and actually talk to them out by their cars. That's how we've been doing it for the past month.
Yeah. I imagine some of the pets probably like being on the curb, but, you know.
Well, it is a little bit. We have to make sure they're on a leash or in a carrier.
Sure.
We don't want to lose any.
Yeah, that of course, a good point for sure. I guess then my first question is, can pets sense, I guess, how different things are as much as the rest of us? I mean, I imagine there are a lot of people working from home, and I imagine that some dogs might be very happy to have their owners home more often. And I have a cat, and I imagine my cat wouldn't want to have me home any more than I already am. Do pets sense something different here?
They can sense your fears to a certain extent, and then play off of that. You know, they can get nervous if you're nervous. So
yeah, that's true.
The main thing, and I think that they see, of course, different activities going on indoors may or may not affect them, just depending on how everybody's handling the situation, being indoors all the time and that.
That's true. Yeah, it's probably a difficult thing. We're supposed to stay indoors, but get outside every now and then for fresh air. And a lot of times we take our pets with us. But I imagine that your pet probably wants to go more places than you feel comfortable going at this point.
Well, businesses have started letting people bring their pets in more, too.
Yeah.
So they go everywhere with you. Seems like you see them everywhere at the grocery store even sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different these days.
Speaking of things that are a little bit different, I think all the time we're probably in general finding out more about just how pervasive COVID-19 is, at least in humans. And I've heard differing reports as to whether or not animals can actually get it. I guess there was some thought at first that maybe dogs and cats and things like that couldn't get the virus, but I've also seen reports that indicate that maybe they can. What are you hearing about that?
The only reports that we've got is this tiger that they tested in a zoo.
Yeah.
It was out in New York. Yeah. Had a positive test for COVID-19. They think that it was exposed to a worker that was actively shedding the virus himself. And so this tiger actually came down with a respiratory problem, and they decided to test it, and it was positive.
Goodness.
On that, that's all they have to go on, as just this one animal in the whole United States right now. I mean, it's very rare type of situation, and whether it's going on actively or not, we're not seeing it. Obviously, we don't have a lot of COVID active cases that we know of in this county. So my personal experience, I'm, you know, not having any personal relation to that, but from what I'm reading and what I'm getting from the Illinois State Veterinary Medical Association, I'm having some emails from them about what to do and how to react. Basically, the biggest thing is they are recommending that anybody that's sick or suspecting that they have COVID-19 to restrict their contact with animals and their pets during their illness, just as they would with other people.
You know, I think that probably speaks to overall to, I imagine, the health of our pets in general. I get the suspicion that maybe it sounds like, and I guess maybe we've known this for a while now, that our pets can get just as under the weather as people can with a lot of the same problems, right?
To a certain extent. I mean, usually viruses are usually, we call it species specific, to where, you know, people get their own viruses and animals usually get their own viruses. But there are the instances where there has been, and obviously in this case, they think that it started from an animal over in China that crossed over to a human somehow from these meat areas where they buy fresh meat on the markets, and that's one of the reports.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It is, you know, those things are relatively rare, but it can happen.
What are, I guess in general, are there other things that we can do maybe to protect our pets other than if you feel sick, kind of limiting your contact with them? Are there other things we should be thinking about right now in terms of maybe even in general taking care of our pets during a time like this?
I think that be careful if you are sick around your pet to make sure that you wash your hands before and after you interact with them is one good recommendation. And just restricting your contact with animals if you are sick. That's the two main things that they're recommending right now.
In terms of food or water or anything like that, are there extra precautions we should take, or should we just try to, you know, in terms of feeding our pets, just kind of not do anything differently than we would normally do?
If you are healthy, you're not sick, there's no reason to do anything different.
All right.
If you have a respiratory illness of some type, you know, that might be a COVID infection, yeah, I would have somebody else take care of my pets just to be on the safe side. That's what they're recommending, and that, you know, you should isolate yourself for the 14-day period.
So it sounds like other than kind of having to amend your operation so that you're meeting humans and their pets curbside, it sounds like you're dealing with some of the same issues and things you normally would with animals when they come in?
Yeah, we haven't seen any changes on what we're doing here.
Very good.
Nothing different, really.
All right. So, in general, shameless plug time, Doctor. How can folks contact Galesburg Animal Hospital?
343-9226 is our number. Be glad to help or answer any concerns.
All right, Dr. Greg Weech of Galesburg Animal Hospital, thanks so much for your time and some of your perspective. And like I said, I don't think my cat wants me home any more than I normally do. But, hey, you know, I also don't completely understand what's going on with them. So there you go. But thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Will.
We'll come back with more Galesburg's Evening News next, including Kim Commando on WGIL.